Chapter 3. The Political Elements of Civilization. 1. The Origins of Government. Man is not willingly a political animal. The human male associates with his fellows less by desire than by habit, imitation, and the compulsion of circumstance. He does not love society so much as he fears solitude. He combines with other men because isolation endangers him, and because there are many things that can be done better together than alone. In his heart, he is a solitary individual, pitted heroically against the world. If the average man had had his way, there would probably never have been any state. Even today he resents it, classes death with taxes, and yearns for that government which governs least. If he asks for many laws, it is only because he is sure that his neighbor needs them. Privately, he is an unphilosophical anarchist, and thinks laws in his own case superfluous. In the simplest societies, there is hardly any government. Primitive hunters tend to accept regulation only when they join the hunting pack and prepare for action. The bushmen usually live in solitary families. The pygmies of Africa and the simplest natives of Australia admit only temporarily of political organization and then scatter away to their family groups. The Tasmanians had no chiefs, no laws, no regular government. The Vedas of Ceylon formed small circles according to family relationship, but had no government. The Kubus of Sumatra live without men in authority, every family governing itself. The Fuegians are seldom more than 12 together. The Tungus associate sparingly in groups of 10 tents or so. The Australian horde is seldom larger than 60 souls. In such cases, association and cooperation are for special purposes, like hunting. They do not rise to any permanent political order. The earliest form of continuous social organization was the clan, a group of